This episode of The Commonplace is brought to you by Davenant Hall. And when I say I'm excited to tell you about them, I mean you're going to want to grab a piece of paper and a pen before this little intro ends. Davenant Hall is the educational wing of the Davenant Institute and is refounding medieval university for the digital frontier. If you've been following along with my Mother Academia series on YouTube, you know how that medieval emphasis certainly caught my attention. But Davenant Hall is perfect for the mother teacher looking to continue her self-education this year from home. Whether you're into literature and philosophy or Christian history and theology, Davenant Hall has a class for you. Should you be the formal academic type, you could enroll in their Certificate or Master of Letters programs, or should you be the mother academic like myself with many children and little sleep, you can audit their classes, which means all the learning and none of the assignments. Registration for the Trinity term, which is April to June, is open until March 29th. Consider joining me as I audit Dr. Matthew Hoskins' early Christian worship class, or find your way to Male and Female in Modernity with Alistair Roberts, Reformation and the Modern World with Michael Lynch, or many others. And Davenant Hall was actually really generous to offer a few gifts to the Commonplace audience. If you're a first-time auditor, you can use the code COMMONPLACETRINITY24 to get $25 off, making the auditor fee $200. They've also promised to send to those who sign up with the code copies of Reforming Classical Education after registration closes. So, self-education and a new book. Count me in, and I hope to see some of you at Davenant Hall this term, too. You'll find all the details in today's episode notes, and you can learn more and register at davenanthall.com. Now, to today's episode. Once upon a time, there were mothers with the power to build worlds with their words. To outsiders, it looked, of course, as if they had no special gift. Simply mothers busy making homes with piles of books beside the couch and silly children shouting about a great lion or a beloved bride. Where is the power in a mother with her children tucked safely at home? What is the magic of a mother with words? The magic is in the stories. When a mother pauses to read aloud a good story, she builds a world in which she and her children adventure together and return changed. With words, she brings life to the minds and hearts of those who hear them. She extends the alphabet, helping her children think and say truer and lovelier things about reality than they can with only this world at hand. Thus, every child called into the worlds of virtue and nobility leaves with their soul stretched and deepened, with their soul storied. And with these stories etched into their very being, they learn to act, to embody, to play as liturgies acted out again and again, until the practice of their play shapes the desires of their hearts. A mother reading is magic, because it is holy. She sets apart and points to that which is true, good, and beautiful. She whispers, "This way, come further up, come further in." The Commonplace is a podcast for the new homeschooling mom delighted by the ideals and principles of a classical Charlotte Mason education, but who feels unsure of how to get started on the practical side of nourishing a soul on the good, the true, and the beautiful. I hope you find camaraderie here as we get our bearings in the world of old ideas and old books, of wisdom and virtue, and of the means of grace by which God works in this world through the commonplaces, which includes your home. So, if you're like me, trying to offer your children an education unlike your own, and wondering if you can create an atmosphere, a discipline, and a life of such richness, I'm here to tell you, I think you can. I'm your host, Autumn Kern, and I'm pleased to welcome you to The Commonplace. I think we've all seen it. You know, after a story, a child stands a little taller. They act a little more courageously, and they carry themselves with a little more nobility. Because when a child inhabits another world through story, they see with new eyes. Through Samwise and Lucy, Christian and St. George, they learn the shape of dragons and the sparkle of virtue. They feel the weight of glory. They feel the burden of choice, the ache of hope, the triumph of goodness. And they find children, just like themselves and yet entirely other. They're fighting, creating, hiding, failing, repenting, and becoming. And children know that they too can do these things. When a child returns from a story, back to their own home and their own time and place, back on their side of the door, they better understand their own story. They can see more clearly the dragon lurking outside and within, and the path forward. Because a storied soul knows it must act. It rises to answer the question put before every person. Who will you be in this story? What will you love? For which kingdom will you fight? There's a story weaving its way around this world too, you know. One known by every storied soul. That a great king will come to slay the dragon. He'll call on the sons of Adam and the daughters of Eve to come further up and further in with him. So, will you build worlds with your words? That's the question I'm posing to you, dear listener, this season, but not without first answering some of your story questions. In this fourth season of The Commonplace, we're going to explore the magic of stories through questions asked by mothers as they enter the classical wardrobe. Questions like, why do some stories last? What's the fairy tale tradition? How do you build a family culture of reading? How are we formed by story, and what does it mean that Christ is the Logos? In every episode this season, you'll find me joined by one of my favorite classical educators or writers, and together, you and I will learn from all they have to share with us. I think it's going to be a tremendous season. I'll see you in 2 weeks.